Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sprints in motion from right to left. Stafford gets the snap. Back to pass. Looking left. Rolling left. Under pressure. Ducks away from the defense. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown, Rams. Cooper Kupp with a sliding catch in the back of the end zone after some Stafford magic. What a play. 7-yard touchdown pass. And the Rams have pulled within one with 10:05 to go in the second quarter. And the extra point can tie the game.
And the Rams would go on to win the game with a little help from some crappy officiating. And here we are on a Friday, yet again, talking about a situation in which the Steelers are probably going to have to regroup at wide receiver and look elsewhere for their guy. And I'm getting sick of it. I really am. You can only get rejected so much. And it's not even always you, but when it keeps happening to you,
it feels like it's always you.
It feels like it's your fault. Yep, it does. I've been there a lot. Tons of times.
I was going to say.
One of those feelings is the one I'm currently dealing with after watching that game last night and dealing with the poop storm that has been my day since. Yeah.
How many times would you say you've already heard the interception calls from Bill Hillgrove? Conservatively, an estimate.
10 to 15. Why are you laughing? Because you're about to make it 16.
No.
Just go ahead.
No.
Get it out of the rip here. Get it out of your system.
You know, I got to pick a good one here. Let's do this one.
Back is McCord. Throws that pass. Intercepted with the football running down the field left side. He's into the end zone for the second pick six of the day.
This is unbelievable.
That was truly a pro sickos affair. College football sickos everywhere loved it. Yeah, you know what? I'll give you credit, though, because I think you were very attuned to the possibility. We do our picks, me, you, and Donnie, for our podcast page. It's something cool people should check out. It's a podcast page exclusive. We pick games. It's how we do our shame bets, which you still have to pay off because I have to get it together and make it happen.
Thank you.
It's definitely that part's my fault. I'll take ownership. You will run a beer mile, probably when it's too cold to be comfortable. When we did our picks yesterday, we picked this game. You and Donnie got it right. I got it wrong. I actually thought Minnesota was going to kind of prove people wrong, and I thought it was a pretty good game. Like, they definitely could have won the game, possibly, without a face mask, you know, getting no-called, and then it turns into a 10-point game. But you were acutely aware of the possibility, I thought, in this whole broad wide receiver discussion, that Kupp could come back, Nacua could come back like he did, and suddenly they, as a team and as an offense especially, would look totally different. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. And now, why would they, if you were the Rams, a team that is still absolutely mentally in go-for-it mode, why would you trade Cooper Kupp right now?
You might
be the best team in the NFC West if these guys are healthy the rest of the year. Even with their flaws, I do think they have some problems on that team. San Francisco doesn't look like they're going to run away from anybody. Seattle doesn't look geared to do that. Seattle's probably going to be 4-4 after this week.
Well, and that's the case, then they're only a half game out of first place.
I would say the Bills have a very good chance to go in there and win.
They're favored to do so.
I do not even think it's guaranteed that San Francisco, as much as I think Dallas is a trash fire, I don't think that's a guaranteed San Francisco win. Dallas is good on the road.
I think if, because there was another report that came out before the game that said that, yes, they could trade him, but they are demanding, the Rams are demanding that they get back more than the Jets did
for Adams.
And we see this in contracts all the time. A price gets established, and then the next guy believes I'm just as good or better than that player, therefore I should make more money. The Rams, the report was, the Rams believe that given McVay's contract affordability and their willingness to even take on some
Cups.
Of that money.
Cups.
Yes, Cups. His contract affordability and the fact that they will eat some of the money, they believe that will get them a better pick. So the pick with the Jets is a third that could become a two. They want a two. They're dead set on a two. And I think they are actually in such constantly, it seems like, in win-now mode there, based on the previous deals they've made, and given Stafford's age, that I think they're actually content, even if they hold on to these guys and the season doesn't end with a playoff trip, trying to run it back and hoping for better health next year. So they're really in a situation where they feel like the only way we're going to trade this guy is if we get bowled over with an offer. And from as a Steelers fan, my take on that is that this could be a blessing in disguise if they don't even put him out there in trade talks, because I like Cooper Kupp a lot. I think he might be able to do wonders for this team. But given his injury history, I don't want to go all in on him. I'm sorry. I don't want
going
to give
all
up
in
a second
round pick.
Yes. Yes, it is. And I thought Pompeiani articulated that point beautifully yesterday after he went to the bathroom at Tequila Cowboy and lost his sunglasses in there. Okay? I know. I don't know how that happens, but he did. Very expensive sunglasses. I don't know if they fell in the toilet or what happened, but the sunglasses went missing, and he was very distraught over that whole situation. Was it even bright enough yesterday to be wearing sunglasses? That's the other thing that just popped
into my head. I had sunglasses on when I walked in. I took them off and placed them on our table.
Yeah, he couldn't find his.
Then put them back on.
Yeah, he couldn't find his. Anyways.
Wow.
I don't even know. Oh, here's the point he made. Zach Frazier was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is Le'Veon Bell. So you can it's probably like 60-40 in the Tomlin era, player being good to very good, player being bad, i.e. Senquez Golson, Lima Swede.
All right, I'll
Chase
give you the
Claypool.
Last 3 second-round picks. Frazier, Peasy Jr., Pickens.
I love all three picks.
Despite whatever the Pickens when he gets mad headaches, 10 touchdowns, yeah. 2,500 yards receiving. Porter looks like he's going to be a very good corner for a very long time. Freiermuth is the one before that. I know Pat, I have like had varying opinions
on. He got a second contract.
Got another deal. Looks like he is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Upticking his production. They didn't have one the year before that. James Washington, okay, was not that great.
This ain't throwing away.
Juju
some...
was another second. I mean, their run of seconds lately, Pony, is actually very good.
It is better than their first round picks lately. They've made more hay in the second round than they have in the
Chase
first.
Chase Claypool, the 1 year was, and he turned into Porter. So you even say they made something out of that. Yeah, I mean, they have gotten very good, useful players for a while now in that round.
So that's why there was a part of me last night that was watching this happen, and I'm like, ugh, another dude who would have made this team better is now not going to come here. But after I learned of this report about how the Rams were just so dead set on driving a hard bargain, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is actually a good thing. Get your head out of your ass here. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You made a horrible prediction. Mm-hmm. The wrong football team won the NFL game last night. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get somebody to replace Van Jefferson overnight. But stop singing the blues, and maybe the patience will be a virtue thing here. Although, like, we are running out of daylight on that. I mean, the trade deadline is not tomorrow, but it's getting here. And
who's the eligible guys out there if you take Kupp off the board? Slayton, Zay Jones, who else?
Zay Jones.
I've seen his name floated out there. Pony, okay, but I'm just telling you, these are names being floated. No, you want to deal in reality or do you want to deal in fantasy?
No, I mean, give me the names that are being bandied about, but I'm still going to give you my
I think Christian Kirk's name is still getting tossed out there as being available. I mean, what you again have to do here is look at who are guys who are rental-type players on very bad football teams.
And Deontay Johnson is on,
hurt now.
Is, and also
Thielen hurt.
But also by rule is not allowed to come back here.
He can't come back here in a trade.
And people wouldn't want him back here anyways.
Thielen, I think some people would.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you?
If he was allowed to be back here, probably. Yeah, why not?
Because he runs backwards and doesn't always catch the ball?
He gets open.
Yes, but if he catches the ball and then runs in reverse,
see,
who cares?
I think you've really made the runs in reverse and drops the ball things, both of them, into like huge deals when they really aren't compared to a lot of other guys. Like Amari Cooper drops the crap out of the ball too. He's better receiver
Steelers
than Johnson.
Steelers agreed with me. They traded him for a guy that was going to get cut by Carolina.
I just mainly think Tomlin was sick of him.
And why was Tomlin sick of him? Because he got tired of him watching running backwards and dropping the ball.
You sure about that?
I'm not sure, but I mean, just put two and two together. Here's Joe on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Joe, can you take us off speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm in the car. Sorry.
It's okay. I figured as much.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. What do you got?
I just wanted to call and say thank you to you, Pony. You're, you know, casting doubt on Eli this afternoon. You're on a generational run right now with quarterbacks between Russell Wilson last week and the Steelers putting up 37 points with him. And then, you know, obviously last night with Kyle McCord making Nathan Peterman look like the best quarterback ever.
Joe.
Don't forget about him saying Pickett would become the new Joe Montana. I mean, it goes the other way, too.
Yeah, that was probably the beginning of all this.
That was his best take yet compared to the other two.
And so, Joe, I'm not done yet. I've got more. I'm guaranteeing right now that SMU beats Pitt on Saturday.
Keep it coming, Pony.
Looks left.
You know,
fires left.
Oh, my God.
Why? Comes a man with a football, and that is Rashad Files for a pick six.
God.
Anyway, Joe.
Oh, man. So, really, what I wanted to talk about, though, you know, you're talking a bit about Eli Holstein and Cade Bell's offense last night. Went back and looked at the stats. I was at the game. I looked up in the towards the end of the third quarter, and Pitt had a time of possession in 9 minutes. They're winning by 30-plus points at that point. Not really sure what you wanted Cade Bell to do.
Why, Joe, Joe, you're talking to a guy, though, and me, who is a lifelong Pitt fan, basically. And I will say, other than the one touchdown, it is a nice touchdown drive they put together in the first half, and then he made a nice second touchdown throw. But I thought he looked shaky the times he did get the ball. I'm willing to admit that if you get into more of a traditional football game rhythm, that might not happen, but I did think he looked a little more indecisive than I'd want to see.
Joe, you can by all means dunk on me for my atrocious takes, and you would be right to do so. But you're out of your gourd if you think right now the way Holstein's playing, they're going to beat Clemson. They can't.
I'll give you this. If you watch the first quarter of the Cincinnati game where people were ready to give Eli Holstein the Heisman, it looked awfully similar to the last 2 weeks.
The first quarter of the Cincinnati game, they were murdered in that game. What are you talking about? First quarter of Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm talking about how he looked poor in that game, very similar to how he did against Syracuse. Full game plays out, I think you're looking at a very different story, and he still had a good stat line compared to, you know, the time he was actually on the field last night.
Okay, I mean,
I'm confused by the first quarter thing. I think he meant fourth.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like that I actually give Joe a lot of credit. Pony, you're on a generational run right now with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean,
I am.
You really are.
And
you really, really are.
And here's the thing about it. You're talking to, and there's no argument here. You can't find a guy that was more bullish on Pitt football before the season started than
you
me.
That is the weird beauty of this. You screamed it from the rooftops that 5.5 over was just like, you might
stealing
as well just
stealing money, walking into just, a bank and then just opening
no,
up the vault for you and
no,
saying,
just
here,
a short-term loan to the bank and they're going to pay it back with interest,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly. So I might not know, well, I might not know a lot right now, but one thing I do seem to do decently with is evaluating the Pitt side of things. Now, the opponent who they're playing and their quarterbacks is another story.
How many times have you predicted a Pitt loss going in? Last night you did. Yeah. Did you think they were going to lose to Cal?
I was in Vegas. I don't know if I put out anything about that.
Did you think they were going to lose to North Carolina? I think you probably did because they always lose to Carolina.
Yeah.
So you've had, you're only, you know what, they're 7-0. You'd be 5-7, I would guess, on picks then. Did you pick them to win the brawl?
No, I did not.
Uh-oh. Did you pick them to beat Cincinnati?
Yes.
Okay, so you're 4-3 on Pitt actual game picks this year. Not great.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. You can call us, too, 412-928-9370. Brian McFadden on the state of the Steelers coming up next, but first a headline.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.